You know, I've read a lot of things about how to skip purgatory, how to do purgatory faster, how to pray for the souls in purgatory. I've read a lot of things having to do with purgatory and diminishing the pain that we feel there. But I've never really read what I'm about to share with you about how to do purgatory outside of purgatory just by doing what I'm going to tell you in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee, and over the next 4 days, at the end of each video, I'm going to explain what's going to happen on Consecration Day, so please stick around to the end. Let's get right into it. My friends, welcome to day 28. We're almost there. Happy Holy Week in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the favorite title of the souls in purgatory for the Blessed Mother. Let's get right into today's readings. I have told you there are some souls who do their purgatory at the foot of the altar. They are not there for faults they have committed in church, because those faults which attack Jesus directly, Jesus present in the tabernacle, are punished with terrible severity in purgatory. The souls that are there in adoration are there as a reward for their reverent behavior in the sacred presence. They suffer less than if they were in purgatory itself, and Jesus, whom they contemplate with the eyes of their soul and of faith, softens their pains by his invisible presence. That paragraph, I've told you a lot of things in these 29 days, and in these 33 days, I'm giving you tons of advice, all coming from the unpublished manuscript and some from Visions of Purgatory. But this, I think, is amazing. Ever since my conversion, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament has been something that's been absolutely amazing. It was just, I guess, a grace. I just loved it. I knew that Jesus was there, and it's incredibly consoling, and it continues to be a source of consolation and inspiration in my life. If you have never prayed before the Blessed Sacrament, either in the tabernacle or exposed in adoration, go and do it. Read the scriptures there. Pray for the souls in purgatory there. It will change your life. It is far more powerful than praying anywhere else. It should be your preferred place of prayer. Now, talking about this reading, first of all, the warning. We're given this incredible warning that any irreverence or sacrilege or any type of offense against the Blessed Sacrament, or it says there in church, so when we're at Mass, will be punished severely in purgatory. Now, presumably, this is for people that know that it's Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, but it may even fall into people that are unaware. So we, as many of you probably already do, should train our children, talk to our friends, tell other people, hey, have respect for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You may come to regret it one day. We should encourage people to have beautiful reverence in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and especially at Mass. Now, can you imagine doing your purgatory in adoration? So another thing that this implies is whenever we go to adoration at any Catholic church, there are souls in purgatory there. And they're one of the holier ones. Maybe this is even one of those that I should have talked about in yesterday's video, one of those categories of the greatest intercessors that are there in purgatory. Yesterday, we talked about those that love the Blessed Mother, those that lightning straight through purgatory. But today, talking about those that had a love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, they are there praying with you. You can ask their prayers for you to have that same reverence and pray for them. Two things at once, along with praying for all the other intentions that you have. So how can we have more reverence? A lot of different ways. First of all, go before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and pray there. Console him. Probably the biggest theme of this book is how much Jesus is abandoned and left alone, just in general, but specifically in tabernacles, that Jesus immolates himself by being present in the sacred species. He makes himself present in the Eucharist, and it's like no one cares. You can go to many Catholic churches, and how many people are there before the Blessed Sacrament? Very little. I'll never forget the comment by Zachary King. He was a converted Satanist, has an awesome conversion story. And when he first heard that Jesus was present in the Blessed Sacrament, he thought you'd have to sign up for something where there'd be thousands of people that you'd have to buy tickets. He thought it was going to be like extremely exclusive access, impossible to get into. He's like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? Where's the line? And he was stunned to find out there was no one there. Literally, you'd be the only one in the chapel. And yet, to meet a president or a musician, there'd be lines and lines. So Jesus is much abandoned in the Blessed Sacrament. Go and console him. That's probably the strongest theme in the book. Go and console him at night, at all times. Tell Jesus, I'm here. I love you. Let my love console you. Also at Mass, we can receive more reverently. I recommend for you to receive on the tongue and to receive lovingly. If you can kneel, kneel. That would be even better. The church used to do this. Everyone used to do this. Why? Because it helps us have more reverence. So you can kneel when you receive communion, and you can receive on the tongue as signs of reverence to console him for the indifference that he receives from other people. Sometimes you go to Mass and it looks like people are just putting a chip in their mouth or gum or something like that. You can see that they don't even recognize that it's God. It's God, the second person in the Trinity, present in the Eucharist. And when we receive reverently, not only are we consoling Jesus, are we also storing up for ourselves a treasure of doing purgatory in front of the Blessed Sacrament, as she says, at the foot of the altar, we are also repairing for the sins of people alive and those in purgatory. Now, before the prayer, for the day of consecration, there are two different ways that you can do this. You can follow along with the video where I will be giving some final advice about praying for the souls in purgatory, as well as walking you through the consecration prayer, which has been in every single video in the description. And so you can pray along with me, so to speak, or I would also recommend for you to get that prayer from the description, copy it, put it on your phone, go to your favorite church before the Blessed Sacrament in front of an image of Our Lady, and there make a holy hour, and at the end of that holy hour, pray that consecration prayer, or perhaps another idea for some of you that are not able to do that. You can take the prayer and go to a cemetery and consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother, Our Lady, Star of the Sea, under that title, there after some time of prayer. Make it something prayerful, 30 minutes to an hour of prayer, and then the consecration. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. All holy souls in purgatory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 30.